Chapter 9. King Arthur Goes to Avalon. King Arthur lived a long life, but it finished sadly. In the search for the Holy Grail, many of his knights left Britain. Other knights died. Arthur was alone. In 537, King Arthur went to a distant land to fight. Sir Gawain and other loyal knights went with him. Before leaving Camelot, King Arthur spoke to a knight called Mordred. He said,
"Mordred, I ask you to rule my land until I return. I know you are a loyal man."
King Arthur and his knights left Britain to go to war. But Mordred was not loyal. He wanted to take King Arthur's place. He wanted to be King of Britain. So Mordred told everyone that Arthur was killed in the war in France. Mordred became King of Britain. He was made king in Canterbury. When King Arthur heard the news, he was furious. He returned to Britain immediately. He and his knights arrived in Dover. Here he found Mordred and his army. They were waiting for him. There was a long, terrible battle. Only King Arthur and Sir Bedivere remained alive. Sir Gawain died in Arthur's arms. The king buried him in Dover Castle. Arthur fought a long battle against Mordred. At the end of the battle, King Arthur took his spear and killed Mordred. But Mordred's sword went through Arthur's helmet and his head. The great king was dying. He still had to do one thing. He called Sir Bedivere and said,
"I must give my sword Excalibur back to the Lady of the Lake. Take it to the lake. Then throw it far into the water."
Sir Bedivere went to the lake. He threw Excalibur far into the water. An arm came out of the water and caught the sword. Then it disappeared into the water. Sir Bedivere returned to King Arthur. He told him about what he saw at the lake. Arthur was satisfied and said,
"Thank you, my loyal friend. Now carry me to the lake."
At the lake, there was a boat waiting for Arthur. The Lady of the Lake was in it.
"Put me in the boat,"
said Arthur. Sir Bedivere obeyed and said,
"What can I do without you, my king?"
Arthur answered,
"My life is near the end. Pray for yourself. Prayers can do many things. Farewell. I am going to Avalon."
The boat moved away slowly. Sir Bedivere watched the boat on the lake until it disappeared.